is very difficult. But I want to start with showing a raise of hands of how many people add her sugar cookies or her Mexican wedding cookies. When I was a kid, she used to ask me, what do you want me to send you? She'd send me like the boiled peanuts in the can and her baked goods. And we used to play skip-bo all the time, and we'd keep record of who was winning. And I always used to say, well, I'm going to beat the pants off you, Grandma. So we got to play together. I don't know, when was that day? October?
Yeah.
So a couple of funny stories. Like you were saying, Matt Cruz, the 21st birthday Luke Cruz. We had so much fun. We laughed so hard, and we laughed so much that she couldn't make it to the bathroom. So Pam, she heard us in the hallway because we had went, I think it was Mexico or something, and she heard us up and down the halls, and it was just so much fun. And another funny story that I don't think many people know, but so she's my grandma, so my dad is her son, and I think my dad was had like a companion. This was like 25 years ago. We came up for Christmas, and it was Butch's last Christmas, and the lady had drank too much, I think, and she had, in the middle of the night when we were all sleeping, she took the ham, the Christmas ham, and she cut it all into chunks and then put it back. This lady, her name was Pam, and she put it back in the fridge. And so the next morning, my grandma comes in there, and she's like, what? My Christmas ham? It was all cut up before we could even eat it. And the lady had, I guess some toothpicks had fallen in pickle juice. So the lady put Pam, she put the toothpicks back in the holder. And so my grandma thought she was absolutely insane. And she said, we called it Pickle Pam. So we always laughed at that for years. But her infectious smile, she always loved everyone she came into contact with. And she always encouraged you no matter what you were going through. And I think that's what she'll be most remembered for. And the Bible says that if you live to be 80, that you're blessed. And she definitely was blessed. And I know she would want us to celebrate her today and remember all the great things that she did. So